Hello, everyone, and welcome to my new podcast channel. I'm your host, your ghost host. I'll report to you live from an unknown northern location. I just wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself and what this podcast is all about. I'm starting this new little podcast with the hopes of being able to share with you my Disney experiences, but mostly this podcast is for you, the Disney fans. I will take you on a journey to help you eager Disney travelers with vacation planning ideas, what Disney resorts and theme parks have to offer in terms of dining, snacks, attractions, rides, character meet and greets, so you and your family can have the best Disney experience possible. We talk about past attractions, new attractions, coming soon attractions, events that Disney have throughout the year, things such as Mickey's Not So Scary, Epcot's Food and Wine Festival. There's so many things that Disney have to offer in terms of vacation planning. It's unbelievable. But we are going to touch on that more specifically than anything else. We are also going to be doing Disney movie reviews of old and new movies. We're going to be doing top 5, top 10 lists of favorite rides, favorite movies, favorite shows, favorite, you name it. I mean, this is all about Disney. That's what I want to talk about. And on a couple other times, we might talk about the other guys there that are down in Orlando, the guys over at Universal, because we like Universal too. Universal has a lot to offer, but predominantly, this is more so about Disney planning for vacation. So if you're curious and you want to have a listen, feel free to follow me on Anchor. I will also be posting the links on my Twitter account, which is at DeanHunt59. That's at DeanHunt59. 59. One word, all lowercase. So for today's episode, I wanted to just do a quick top 5 rundown on my favorite rides at Walt Disney World in Orlando's Magic Kingdom. And when I say worst, I really don't mean the worst rides there. It's just the rides that, you know, you only have to ride really one time. It's not really one of those things. You have to do it because you're there, but for me, it's one of those things you have to do once, that's it, and we'll get into that a little bit in more detail later. But as for now, I just wanted to just do a quick little rundown of who I am. I first went to Walt Disney World in 1997 with my entire family. We had an amazing time. It was the 25th anniversary. So the castle was done up like a candy castle. And if you've never seen that before, I suggest you go online and you take a look at the 25th anniversary. That being said, I don't know really how to portray it. Disney, for me, is one of those things that the way I best heard it from a cast member one time is, when you're a kid, Disney World is, and Disneyland itself, is a place of absolute astonishment, magic, and, you know, it sounds kind of, you know, cliche, but where all your dreams do come true, because you get to see everything, and Disney does a great job of showing the world that. Anytime you go into a theme park, I mean, you feel like you're there, like you feel like you're, you know, when you go to Frontierland, you're in Frontierland. You know, you feel like you're on the Wild West. When you go to Tomorrowland, you feel like you're in the world of tomorrow. I mean, it's a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic feeling every time you go. But that being said, where are we going to talk? Well, I said I was going to do top 5 of my favorite rides and my not-so-favorite rides at Walt Disney World. That is just the Magic Kingdom. So for everybody out there that's listening, that's been there before, if you agree with me, you know, give me a thumbs up. If you don't agree with me, you know, feel free to comment. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, I'm not here to get into a fight or an argument or anything with anybody. This is just my personal opinion, and I want to hear back from you. To all you people that have never gone before, I'm going to give some little tidbits at the end of this podcast here of how you can start getting into the swing of going on to your actual Disney vacation. But anyways, Just a quick rundown of the Magic Kingdom. The Magic Kingdom is in Orlando. It's over by the Seven Seas Lagoon and Lake Bonavista. It is the iconic park. It has Cinderella's Castle. And then you have the three resorts that surround it. You have the Contemporary Resort, the Polynesian, and the Grand Floridian. Now, when you first walk up to Magic Kingdom, you have the railroad station. And the railroad station, it's really sad because they don't do the greeting show anymore there. And that show was a huge hit for a lot of people. It's really sad that they're not doing it anymore. I suggest you get on YouTube and you do the Walt Disney World welcome show at the gate drop. Just to take a look at it. But when you walk in on Main Street, and to your left, you know, you have City Hall and the fire department. There's the barber shop is tucked in, and then you have Main Street, USA. And you walk straight down Main Street, and you can see the castle the whole way. So there's always cast members out that are doing the photo pass, taking your pictures. I strongly suggest that if you are going on a full Disney vacation, you pay for the photo pass. It is worth it. The pictures that they take are fantastic. They know what angles to do them on. It's really awesome. When you get to the front, there is the partner statue. And then Magic Kingdom is split off into multiple areas. Directly to your left, you have Adventureland, which has rides like the Jungle Cruise, Pirates of the Caribbean, Aladdin, the Tiki Room. But then it also has probably one of the best snacks there, but we're not going to talk about that right now. That's both my wife and my one of our favorite snacks to get. We'll do that in a different episode. And then we go to the back left, you have Frontierland, which has Splash Mountain, it has Big Thunder Mountain, it has... The Mark Twain boat, it has, the Haunted Mansion. I don't know how I could forget that, but yeah, it has the Haunted Mansion. Then you go back and there's Peter Pan's Flight and the Carousel, Mickey's Filar Magical. There's Belle's Castle where you can go and eat, which is Be Our Guest Restaurant. You have the Little Mermaid, you have Winnie the Pooh, you have the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, all in Fantasyland. I forgot to mention that. That is Fantasyland, where you get all those. They have the iconic teacups, and then you make your way back down, you know, south towards the Tomorrowland Speedway, and then you have Space Mountain, and then you have the People Mover, and then you have Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. But anyways, that's just a quick little breakdown of the park. Anyways, let's just hop right into it. We're going to go over my top five favorite rides at the Magic Kingdom. Number five for me is the People Mover. Everyone might not think that the People Mover is a ride. To me, it's a ride. You get on, you hop on board, you ride around. Now, parents, the People Mover is a fantastic opportunity for you, especially if you're going between the months of May all the way through October, where Florida is like 40 degrees Celsius down there. It's very hot. The People Mover is a nice, long, relaxing ride. It goes outside, it goes inside. You get into air conditioning. You get the wind is, you know, flowing, hitting your face. It helps you cool down. But the People Mover goes all the way around Tomorrowland. It gives you like a little neat aspect of seeing everybody's ride. You get to go into Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin where you look down and you can see people on their carts and they're blasting away at the aliens. You get to, you hear Stitch's Great Escape. I don't know if they're going to take that out though. And I'll explain why later. But the People Mover is a must for me. It always is. It always will be. Number four is the Walt Disney World Railroad. Once again, some people might not classify it as a ride. I do. And once again, if it's hot outside, hop on the train. You can get picked up at the main station, which is at the front of the park by Main Street. You can be picked up over by the Goofy's Barnstormer, which is in the kids area. Or you can be picked up just behind Splash Mountain in Frontierland. So there's three places where you can be picked up, and you hop on, and I think to get around the entire park, it's around 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes. So once again, if your kids are tired, or if you're tired, your feet are sore, because it is a lot of walking at Walt Disney World. No matter what park you go to, it's a lot of walking. Minus, I mean, Hollywood Studios, but that'll change within the next couple years. But it is a lot of walking. It is very hot outside, okay? Great opportunity. But the main reason why I like the Walt Disney World Railroad is the nostalgia behind it. It is like Walt's design of a train. It matches the train that's at Walt Disneyland. It's the gray, it's the greens, the reds, the yellows. It's the steam engine, it's the whistle, it's everything. You see the train when you first walk into the park. You see the train going around the park the entire day. It's kind of something that Walt put a specific touch on, and it kind of has that special feeling to it. Number three ride for me is another train ride, but this one is Big Thunder Mountain. Big Thunder Mountain, once again, is in Frontierland. It is a Western-style train ride. You go all through the Wild Wild West. You've got, dinosaur bones. You've got, old-looking gears. You've got carriages. You've got animals, mountains, you name it. You're going through, and it's a really fun ride. It's a nice long ride. It's worth the wait if you don't get a fast pass for it, because the ride itself is about, it's like a good solid 2.5, 3 minute ride, at least. Once again, I'm just guessing, but it's an awesome ride. It's definitely a must do when you are there. I mean, like I said, they all are must do's, some more than the other, but this is my own personal opinion. And like I said, if you Disney fans out there disagree with me, you're allowed to disagree with me. Don't get angry. Just, humbly state your top five rides after the podcast gets posted. My number two ride is currently under construction right now. They're taking away a scene from the ride, because it's supposedly to be offensive. I mean, I understand where people are coming from with it, but it's one of those things that Walt designed himself. But the ride is Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean, from the moment you walk into the queue, you hear the music. It's like, it's really subtle, but it's like the do 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 do. I don't know how really to describe it, but from the moment you first walk in, you've got cannons and cannonballs, you have shackles, you have rifles against the wall, you have like really dark settings, like the flickering oil lamps, and it's a lot of fun. Like I said, Disney goes all out when they're designing their rides and designing their resorts and everything, because they want you to believe that you are actually there. You hop on the boat and instantly you go in, and for me, like, the smell of the water in there is something that I'll never forget from the first time I went on it to the last time that I was on it. But you go around, and it's kind of a slow start kind of thing. You're sailing around. Then you go down this massive hill, and then you're going through a cave. And if you're paying attention, there is a hidden Mickey in there. Hidden Mickeys are all around the park. You got to really keep your eyes open for them. But then you go around the bend, and all of a sudden you're in a huge fight between Barbossa on a massive pirate ship, and he's firing cannons at the big fort that's to your right, and the fort is firing back, and you can hear Barbossa giving orders, strike your colors, you bloomin' cockroaches. It's really fun. And then you go into like a little Jack Sparrow story. So you've got pirates with the mayor in the town, and they're dunking him in the well, and they're trying to get him to tell him where Jack Sparrow is, and Jack is right there. He's hiding, but they can't see him. And then you go on to the scene that's currently being under construction right now, and that is the sail of the town's women. It has the very, very iconic line, and it's really not sitting well with a lot of Disney fans. But like I said, I understand why they are getting rid of it. But it's "We wants the redhead, we wants the redhead," and the auctioneer is, squabbling with the pirates across the bay. They're on your right, and they're all saying, "Can we pay for them by rum? Can we pay for them with this?" And then there's a little bit of shooting, and that's Pirates of the Caribbean. And then you keep going on, and then there's more Jack, but just the smell of being in there, it's that fake burning smell that they put in. It's really popular with like haunted houses and haunted mansions and everything. But that smell is just awesome, you know. And then when you get to the end, you know, you have the three guys trying to, you know, bribe the dog with a bone to get the keys so that they can get out. But that's why I really like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's very well put together. The costumes are put together. And once again, it was a ride that Walt had designed. Obviously, he wasn't around for the opening of Walt Disney World, but he was there for Disneyland. And you can go online and watch the Walt Disney Wonderful World of Color. It is on YouTube. You can look it up. And you can see how Walt was such an Imagineer himself that, you know, creating the audio animatronics back then must have taken, you know, it was a lot of work. And, you know, he wanted to always be different. He always wanted for Disney World and the Disney name to be the best in the world. And that's what he got. That's what he demanded out of his workers, and that's what he got. And, you know, now we see that, you know, these audio animatronics are still being used to this day. Obviously, they've been tweaked and worked on and everything. But the main principle was there, and it all started with Walt's, you know, imagination. It was fantastic. My number one ride is the Haunted Mansion. The first time I went to Disney World, I fell in love with the Haunted Mansion. I think the reason why I really enjoy it is because they're not main characters from Disney. They're not, you know, they're not Belle and Beast. They're not Simba and Nala and Timon and Pumbaa. They're not Cinderella. They're not Aurora. These are characters that are specific towards the park and the ride itself. And the ride was designed, once again, originally at Disneyland. But the characters that you see at Disney World, there's one character for sure that you don't see at Disneyland or at Disney World compared to Disneyland, and that's one of my favorites, and that's the Hatbox Ghost. Go online, look him up once again. I'm going to give you guys a couple of people to look up on YouTube so that you can start watching their vlogs. And hopefully they kind of help pique your interest the way that did, you know, they really helped pique my interest and get my daily dose of Disney. But everything in the Haunted Mansion, you know, you first go in and, you know, you're in the room that stretches and there's no doors, no windows. And once again, this podcast is called The Ghost Host, so you can tell how much I really like it. But the Ghost Host is narrating what's going on in the ride while you're standing there. And it's cool to see the pictures stretch because they're not all what they appear to be when you first walk in. But then you start, you know, roaming around and you're walking down and then you go and then the door opens up and you walk in and then there's the it's a dark ride. That's a kind of ride that Disney is really big on. They're slow moving dark rides and it's more so for visual than the thrill of a ride itself, but you do get thrilled in the ride. So then you go in the library and you have the busts that are moving around and then you go around the bend and then you've got the never-ending hallway with the candle floating down. You have the guy that's locked in the cap in the coffin, and you know he's doing, "Hey, let me out of here! Let me out of here!" There's banging on the doors. There's knocking on the doors. There's growling at the doors. There's lights. There's smoke. There's eyes that are blinking in the wallpaper when you go in. Then you go into the room where there's stairs that are leading in every direction on the roof, on the wall, down below. It's kind of funny. It's kind of neat. That room. That design, I can't remember who the original designer was, but it was about allegedly it was about an actual haunting. And what the person did was they created a room with a whole bunch of staircases that went every which direction. And you can see the footprints from like the ghosts like in the ride. And that's the whole point of it. The whole point of it was the room was designed to confuse the ghosts so that they would stop hunting the people in the house and they could never find their way out of that room. So it's pretty cool to see because you have all these footprints that are going like with stepping with like the beat of the music in the background, and it's just like a old wiry piano that's just like being played. And then we go around the corner. You have the Enchantress, the ball with the lady's face in it. And you know, once again, a very iconic scene. It was state of the art back in the day because nobody could figure out how do you get a woman's face inside of like a crystal ball. And, you know, she's summoning the spirits all around you, and she's telling them to, you know, ring the bell and play the tambourine, and, you know, it's pretty neat. And then you go into the ballroom scene, and the attic in the ballroom scene. The attic is about the Black Widow witch, or the Black Widow herself. And every picture, you see her in a picture with a man, and they're on their wedding day. And then when you just roll by it, like, the person, the man's head is always missing. And then at the end, you see her holding an axe, and, you know, she would cut their heads off. And then you go into the ballroom, and then the ballroom, you have the people dancing around, and they're twirling, and there's ghosts appearing and disappearing, and under the table, on the chandelier, above the fireplace. The one playing the organ, and then you go into the, like, I'm not even gonna do the step by step here. I really don't want to do that. I don't want to ruin it for you. But the Haunted Mansion is everything that I love about Disney. It's weird. It's quirky. It's, you know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It really is. They have the interactive queue when you're in line waiting to go into the ride. I strongly suggest that you take part in it. There's the sounds that touch, like the touch wall, and the musical instruments will play. When you first go in, there's 5 busts that are on your right-hand side. It's a murder mystery, and read the plaques and try and solve the murder mystery. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so that's my 5 most favorite rides. Some honorable mentions would have been Space Mountain, obviously. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is relatively new to the Magic Kingdom. I believe it's only a few years old now. But it is an actual, you know, kind of roller coaster. Obviously, there's no flips or twirls or anything like that. It's a family-friendly park. But it is a lot of fun. I know some of you are probably going to hate me for leaving Space Mountain off my top 5. But it's right there. But it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't make my top 5. The 3 rides that I only ride one time when I'm there, and one time is enough. Once again, if you guys disagree with me, you're allowed to. I want to hear back from you what your favorite rides are. But the 3 that really get me are It's a Small World. I know it's the song. It's just the song. The song is fun at the beginning, but when you get stuck on that ride more than once and they don't kill the audio, the song kills the ride. It is hard to, like, all the animatronics that are inside there are awesome to look at, but that song is just, whew, I don't know how to describe it. Oof. Number 2 ride that I'm not really a big fan of is Astro Orbiter. Those are the rocket ships in Tomorrowland that you go up on top of the People Mover and then you twirl around, like, all the planets and everything. Okay, Astro Orbiter has one very good, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Advantage to going on that ride. You get an amazing view of the park when you're up there. Like, you can see just about everything. You can see over at Splash Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain. You can see the people by the castle. If you time it right, hopefully a castle show is going on and fireworks are going off. The main reason why I have a problem with it is there's no padding on, like, the edge of the rocket that you're sitting in. So when you're going around in, like, a circle, you know, obviously centrifugal force, it keeps you to one side. My ribs rub against that metal, and oh, does it hurt. Oh, it hurts a lot. It's not fun. But like I said, and it's really short too, so, like, you wait in line a long time because you have to go up the elevator. They make you think like you're an astronaut. You know, you get brought up, and then you go under the rocket, and away you go. But it's not worth the wait, and the pain is, well, extraordinary. Excruciating, actually. And number 3 ride, Once again, people might disagree with me, but a lot of people, I know a lot of people out there will agree with me. It's an iconic staple point of the park itself, and that is the teacups. The teacups make me sick. I think it's just the older I get, I guess the less tolerant I can become of that ride, but oh, it makes me sick. It is, especially when, you're really spinning it around really fast, and yeah, you understand what I mean. But you have to ride it at least once. Everybody knows that. The teacups are the teacups. It's, one of the original rides that was there, so you have to go on them. There is one ride that I was going to mention that actually is like the worst ride. Whoever came up with it, I don't know what was going on. I don't know why it stayed in service for so long, because it was Stitch's Great Escape, but it is no longer running. I don't know what they're going to do. I heard they were turning the space into like a character meet and greet area, but who knows? Disney's ever changing. We'll figure it out in good time. But Stitch's Great Escape was just weird. You know, you go in, and the whole point is that you're supposed to be part of, like, the Galactic Police. I don't know what exactly it is. It's, Stitch is on the loose, and you go into this room, and Stitch is in the middle of the room kind of thing, like in this, tube, and, it's an animatronic, and he's moving around and everything like that. And the room goes dark, and like they have speakers just behind your ears. It's just not fun at all. You literally walk out of there and go, what just happened? And why did I sit through that entire thing? But yeah. Anyways, So listen, I know I rambled on about the Haunted Mansion. I do apologize for it. Please don't hold that against me. But there is going to be more podcasts to come. My next podcast, I'm going to be doing, it's another top list, but it's more so like favorite snacks and favorite restaurants to eat at inside the Magic Kingdom. I'm going to give you guys some tips and some tricks about where to eat, when to eat, and at the Magic Kingdom itself. The menu is ever changing, so if you go and you go, oh, hey, they didn't have that, you're a liar. No, they change the menu all the time. Like, the best thing there is the cheeseburger egg rolls that were found in Adventureland. They're seasonal. They don't hone, apart from chicken nuggets and hot dogs and french fries, everything, for the most part, changes throughout the entire year. But listen, I wanted to say thank you guys for listening. Like I said, next episode is going to be about our top snacks and restaurants and foods that we do eat at Magic Kingdom. So please, please, please stay tuned. If you like it, give me a thumbs up. If you didn't like it, that's okay. Hopefully, you come back in and you check the podcast out in the near future. Because who knows, maybe I'll be able to help you and your family have a wonderful and magical experience at Disney World. Listen, guys, you stay classy. Love you. Take care.